When it comes to the world of agriculture, there are some surprising facts about Ukraine. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 27th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us. And you're going to want to stick around and listen to our interview today with Mike Winter, the president of Worthington Ag Parts, who has been to Ukraine many times. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. In other business news, what started out as a strong rally on Wall Street fizzled. Oil is up yet again. Know what else is up? Our GDP. I'll share the numbers. We've got news on unemployment claims, what an interest rate hike can mean for you, some good news from Southwest Airlines, the Wall Street Report, and President Biden and the Supreme Court. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are along for the ride yet again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. I suspect that many people have not considered the impact Ukraine has on the world of agriculture. I know I didn't. However, here are some surprising statistics about that nation that is now being threatened by Russia with over 100,000 Russian troops stationed at the Ukraine border. The Farm Journal reports that Ukraine is a key player in global agriculture, and depending on how this conflict plays out, all of it is going to have a significant impact on international agriculture. Ukraine has more than 102.5 million acres of agricultural land that covers 70% of the country. And when it comes to the crops grown and exported from Ukraine, these numbers might very well shock you. The country's main crops are sunflowers, corn, soybeans, wheat, and barley. And globally, now globally we're talking about, the nation ranks like this. It is the number one producer in global sunflowers. Number six in global corn production, number six in global barley production, seventh in global rapeseed production, ninth in global soybean production, and ninth in global wheat production. Who knew, right? And then, global exports from Ukraine run like this. Ukraine is responsible for 19% of rapeseed, 18% of barley exports, 16% of corn, and 12% of all global wheat exports. Any disruption in the spring planting will have a major impact on the world's agricultural market. So now you know. And again, coming up for the interview, a conversation with a U.S. businessman who has done work in Ukraine and other countries. You got to stay with us for that. Well, Wall Street started out looking like we were going to hold on to a rally, but by the afternoon, the bears came out to play, and the major indexes fell once again. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. West Texas Intermediate crude hit $88.25 today, the highest it's been in 7 years, before falling late in trade to $87.30 at the close. You can blame, once again, the tensions between Russia, Ukraine, the U.S., and Europe for the increase. All of that means that gas prices here in the U.S. will jump again, right along with natural gas for February delivery that's settled at 6.265 per million BTUs. That's up $1.99 or 46.5% on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Yes, heating your home and your business just got more expensive. You know, all the whining that we're hearing is drowning out some pretty solid economic data. Yahoo Finance is reporting that the U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP, ramped up in the final months of last year at a better-than-expected 6.9% annualized rate in the fourth quarter. That is up from Bloomberg Economist consensus estimates of 5.5%. Meanwhile, first-time unemployment filings ticked lower for the first time in 4 weeks after notching a three-month high in the previous reading, suggesting some of the Omicron-related disruptions that have recently weighed on the labor market's recovery might, just might, be easing. The unemployment rate is currently 3.9%, not far from the record set in February of 2020, just before the coronavirus took hold. While labor force participation is below its pre-pandemic level, some economists now believe that reflects demographic and structural changes rather than the direct result of the pandemic. All of that is good news, but again, the markets were down. As the Fed looks to increase borrowing rates, that will also have an impact on you and your business. CBS News is reporting that Americans are likely to find themselves paying more for loans and credit this year, with the Federal Reserve signaling it plans to start boosting its short-term interest rate in March from its current level of close to zero. So let's say the Fed raises the rate by 0.25%. That would add an extra $25 a year in interest rates for $10,000 of debt. Now, if they do that four times this year, that's an extra $100 of interest on a $10,000 debt. Now, if you owe more money, well, you can see how that interest rate can impact you, especially if your home mortgage is not on a fixed rate and you have high balances on your credit cards. So, if we figure inflation and a higher interest rate, both could be a double whammy on consumers unless the Fed is correct and the inflation rate comes down and gets under check. But if you are an employee of Southwest Airlines, you will be seeing a little extra jingle. The Dallas Morning News is reporting the company will share $230 million with its employees after pulling a $977 million profit for last year, bringing back a perk that disappeared in 2020 due to the steep losses from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Dallas-based airline announced a modest profit of $68 million for the final 3 months of last year, as the Omicron variant of COVID-19 continued to make for a choppy recovery for air carriers. But the company was able to put away another $43 million in its employee bonus program after a tough year for recruiting workers. So, yeah, congratulations, Southwest Airline employees. Wall Street had a wild ride today as the major indexes started the day in the green but ended up in the red. The Dow lost 7 points, a modest loss, but it could have been worse, and it ended the trade at 34,160, while the NASDAQ led in declines off by 189 points to close at 13,352, and the broader S&P 500 fell by 23 points to 4,326. We have said this so many times in the past. The word that spooks the markets more than any other word on the planet is uncertainty. And we've got more than our share of that going on here at home and globally. And finally, there is this. President Joe Biden renewed a pledge to nominate the first black woman to America's highest court after thanking retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his 27 years of service. Breyer earlier announced he was stepping down at the end of the court's current term. Biden also said he would unveil his nomination to replace Breyer by the end of February. The nominee will have to win confirmation in a Senate that is truly divided. All right, click ahead for a conversation with the president of Worthington Ag, Mike Winter. We're talking about the humble beginnings of a company that is now doing business worldwide and forms the basis of an ever-growing corporation that has its deep roots in agriculture, not only in the U.S. and Canada, but abroad in nearly every country. It's a fascinating conversation. We think you'll enjoy it.